Task 1. You are going to listen to a meeting where Terry, Benjamin and Joyce discuss the energy education project with Mr. Williams. Listen to the meeting and write the missing information in the spaces provided on the note sheet below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Good morning. Come in, all of you, and take a seat. Terry, you can put my bag on the floor and move the chair here.
OK, Mr. Williams.
Shall I close the door, Mr. Williams?
Yes, please. Thanks, Joyce. OK, let's get started, shall we? Oh, here's the student guide for the Energy Education Project. Joyce, could you please pass everyone a copy?
Sure. Here's an extra copy for you, Mr. Williams.
Thanks. Right, you'll find all the information you need for the Energy Education Project in this student guide, as well as some useful forms and templates. Before we continue, let's fix a deadline for this project. I was hoping that your group could finish the project by the 16th of December. Today is the 11th of November. Which means that you have 5 weeks to complete the project. I hope all of you will be able to meet the deadline.
Sure, no problem.
Fine with me?
Yep, I'm fine with the 16th of December.
Good. Okay, let me tell you something about the Energy Education Project. The project will help you understand how our school uses energy and the ways in which our school could use energy more efficiently. You will have to conduct an energy survey, which is also called an energy audit.
An energy audit? Sorry, how do you spell that, Mr. Williams?
It is spelt A-U-D-I-T. Energy audit.
So, do you mean that we have to gather information about our school's energy use in this project?
That's right, Benjamin. The information you'll be gathering during the energy survey is similar to the work done by professionals in the energy management industry.
So, in this project, we are expected to find out how our school uses energy by conducting an energy survey.
That's right, Terry. Then you'll have to determine the most cost-effective ways to save energy.
That sounds really complicated, Mr. Williams.
Don't worry, Terry. I'll explain to you in more detail. It's actually a fun project, and I'm sure you'll learn a lot from doing it.
So, how exactly do we conduct the energy survey? I mean, are we supposed to interview students and teachers about their energy use?
Yes, Benjamin. A lot can be determined about our school's energy use by talking with the occupants of the school building, which include the principal, teachers, students, and janitors. So, the first step of the energy survey is to interview the school staff members and students.
Which means that we have to design the interviews, conduct them, and record the responses.
That's right, Joyce. All of you should work as a team and assign each other specific roles. In other words, you have to decide who does what in this project.
I suppose I can be responsible for drawing up a list of interview questions.
Good.
Perhaps I should write an interview script. I mean, in addition to the list of questions. We want our interview to be objective and standardized, right?
That's a good idea, Joyce. Writing an interview script.
I suppose the next step is to contact the staff and arrange appointments for the interviews. I guess Benjamin and I could do that. Benjamin?
Sure. Doing interviews is easy. I've done many interviews before.
OK. Benjamin and I will contact the staff members, arrange appointments, and conduct the interviews.
Now the difficult part is processing and analysing data. I suppose we have to do it together.
Great. The final step is reporting our findings and making recommendations.
Hang on, Benjamin. Apart from the interviews, you should also gather data about our school's energy use through direct observation. You have to go around the school and gather data using the data observation form in your student guide to record your observations and thoughts about energy usage in the school.
Okay. Terry and I can be responsible for that.
I'm fine with that. But does it mean that we will use the final results of the interviews along with the data gathered through observation in our final report?
Yes, Terry. And your findings and recommendations report can take many forms, including a written report with charts and graphs, a multimedia presentation, or a video project. You guys can discuss how you would like to present your final report later on, but I think that all of you must complete the final report together, as it is the most important part of the project.
Okay, sure.
Fine with me.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.